It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas, city to city, state to state, coast to coast. Interviews, news reports, breaking news, and the return of outside-the-box non-sports related. So tune in to your favorite host and conductor of the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, Anthony Smith. Welcome to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That's right, it's your host, your conductor, Anthony Smith. And we have a lot of catching up to do. Starting things off with the high school football blitz. That's right, scores and recaps from all games played this past Friday night from 6A all the way down to 6. Man, also going to throw in the week 6 Friday flashback as we look at how things actually really shaped up in addition to giving you all the scores. So the high school football blitz is going to be loaded. Also want to say thank you to my newest sponsor. As if I haven't done it enough last week, I'm going to do it again this week. JRS. JRS Sartain, thank you for your support of the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast out there at the Glassman, located at 4411 West Central Avenue, right here in the air capital city of Wichita, Kansas. If it's chip, crack, or just plain broken, take your windshield needs out to the Glass Man out on West Central and let JR and the staff hook you up. So now what we're about to do is we're about to get into this high school football blitz and bring you up to speed as to just what took place. Looking at the week 6 Friday flashback, we are through week 6 of the season and with 2 to play, we're hitting a point where some of the teams off to more surprising starts can be turned to and looked at as legitimate threats to shake things up come the playoffs. Entering this week, 32 teams remain unbeaten. Just one game features two teams with a 0 in the loss column, Andale versus Cheney in 3A. So the perfect starts to the year have a chance to continue into the final week. Among the teams, some are having this type of sustained success from the jump for the first time in a long time. Start at the top in Class 6A. Washburn Rural's last 6-0 start came in 1996. That year, they were 7-0 before dropping the game and will be heavily favored to finish the regular season 8-0. Gardner-Edgerton and Lawrence Free State both last started like this in 2018. Free State has already eclipsed their win total of a year ago when they went 5-4. In 5A, the final two unbeatens are very much so surprise teams, starting with Southwest Kansas with Liberal. Much was made of their 3-0 start to the year, one that ended a 20-year drought. They've now doubled that and have a chance to clinch an outright WAC title with a win over Ford over Hayes Friday. A powerhouse in the 1990s, Liberal last started like this in 1999. They're drawn by Goddard Eisenhower. With the school starting its football program recently in 2012, the Tigers had never won their first two games before this year. Twice in their brief history, they've made semifinal runs but have never won more than 7 games in the season. A win over Salina South gives them that number before the playoffs even start. Atchison is off to their second straight unbeaten start. Last season, they went 9-0 before falling to perennial power St. James Academy. 6-0 Lewisburg has also seen recent success there. They won their first 10 games in 2018 before falling to another 4A power, Bishop Miege. Five teams sit at 6-0 out of Class 3A. Andale, Cheney, Topeka Hayden, Wellsville, and Parsons. Another, Scott City, is 5-1 with zero losses to Kansas competition. Andale's unbeaten run is now up to 57 straight games after they handed Wichita Collegiate their first loss. Their opponent this week, Cheney, has lost just two regular season games over the last four seasons, both last fall. Hayden is 6-0 for a second straight year. Last fall, they were tripped up by their opponent this week, Houghton, who eventually reached the state title game. Wellsville made the bump up to 3A last year and had a start much like we're seeing this year. The Eagles were 9-0 before Hayden knocked them out in 2022. Finally, in Southeast Kansas, Parsons is the biggest surprise of all. They are 6-0 for the first time in 33 years, 1990. They're set to take on 5-1 Frontenac Friday. The Raiders' lone loss came to 1A favorite Colgan. Parsons last started 7-0 in 1984. Even more sit at 6-0 in Class 2A with 6, and 4 of them are on a crash course to meet in the final week of the season. Starting with our top two ranked teams, Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Sabetha had an unbeaten state championship run in 2018, and last year reached sub-state before falling to the Thunder. Nemaha Central, the defending champs, were a perfect 13-0, winning the title in 2022. The two meet next week in the District 4 championship. Then in District 5, both Ellsworth and Southeast of Saline are a perfect 6-0 for a second straight year. SCS won last year's meeting before making a sub-state run. Their game this year will decide the district title again. Hoisington is no stranger to a start like this. The Cardinals have been among the best in their class since 2014. They started 12-0 before finishing runner-up in 2020. The same goes for Norton, who has played for a title as recently as 2019, but last started a year 6-0 in 2014. St. Mary's Colgan is no stranger to success, but their last year like this longer ago than perhaps thought, 2011. The Panthers have been ranked first this year since the preseason as they look to end a 20-year drought without a state championship. Jayhawk Glen is 6-0 for a second straight year. Last year in Week 7, their run ended at the hands of Opie. The Eagles host the Jayhawks Friday night. The biggest surprise team in 2A is the Marion Warriors. They've matched their win total from a year ago when they went 6-4 and last started 6-0 in 2016. A win Friday over Bluestem will put them 7-0 for the first time in 26 years, 1997. As we mentioned last week, the top of eight-man division is one loaded. Meade fell from the ranks of the unbeaten, but six teams remain entering Week 7 unblemished. The team that beat the Buffaloes, defending champion Wichita County, has now won 19 straight games. Linden leads four unbeatens left in the eastern half of the classification. The Tigers narrowly won Friday over Chase County and will have a chance to match a 7-0 start they had in 2019 this week. Mound Ridge matched their win total from 2022 with their 6-0 start. The last time they won seven games, period, was in 2008. And their last unbeaten start like this came in 2004. South Sumner, in their second year as a co-op between Caldwell and South Haven, again begins the year unbeaten. They lose after a 9-0 start last fall. District 4 foe Central Burton also sits 6-0 ahead of the two meeting in Week 8. The Raiders began the year 7-0 in 2012. Rawlins County, coming off an 8-win season, moved to 6-0 for the first time in 10 years with a win over Quintner Friday. In Division 2, the defending champs of Axtell continue to show no signs of slowing up. The Eagles blew out rival Hanover Friday and now have won 32 straight heading into their game with Frankfurt. Mineola is out to a perfect start for a second straight season. The Wildcats were 7-0 before falling to Dighton. They're preparing for a tough game this week with 5-1 Hodgman County. Finally, Sylvan Lucas is 5-0, building off a season they finished at 7-3. They've played one fewer game, not filling a bye week open with Wilson closed at the end of last school year. Mustangs started out 6-0 as recently as 2017. Finally, in six-man, two teams look likely to end the regular season perfect. Waverly started their six-player era with 10 straight wins last year, ultimately falling to state champion Cunningham. Chelan earlier this year beat the only team to defeat them in 2022, Ashland, and sits 6-0. The Cougars won the unofficial six-man championship in 2020 at a perfect 9-0 record. So the Friday headline, 6A through 4A. Derby fell to an early hole to Mays, trailing 21-7 early in the second quarter. The Eagles were shut out by Mays South the week prior and playing with fire early, but ultimately the Panthers responded by scoring 28 points to get the win and improve to 5-1. Gardner Edgerton strengthened their hold on the top spot in the class with a 35-6 win over Lawrence. The Chesty Lions had lost just once prior to Friday. Wichita Heights has stepped up on both sides of the ball the last 2 weeks. 54-6 winners over Southeast. The Falcons are now 5-1 heading into a game at Bishop Carroll. Wichita East held their first ever on-campus game Friday. What a way to celebrate 100 years. Of course, actually, believe it or not, the school is actually older than 100 years if you really search the history. But that's for another day and time. Anyway, Wichita East held their first ever on-campus game Friday, a big win over Emporia. The Aces have now won four consecutive games. Blue Valley West is a team to watch out for. The Jaguars won a wild game over St. James, 53-50, to get 2-3-3. Capen Mount Carmel finally ended the run that Bishop Carroll was on. The Golden Eagles had beaten the Crusaders 26 straight times in the Holy War. The last win for Capen coming in 1999. Capen scored the game's final 28 points to pull away and win 49-20. Blue Valley Southwest won a high-scoring battle with Blue Valley Northwest, 62-42. Southwest led this game at halftime 48-35. Salina Central survived two separate trips to Andover with wins by a combined 2 points. After needing a late stop to beat the Trojans earlier this year, they scored late to edge out Andover Central 25-24. May South continues to look like a force in 5A. In their second week at full strength, the Mavs doubled up Goddard 42-21 to hand the Lions their second loss. Newton picked up a second straight win, beating Salina South 34-14. The Railers can get over 500 and win four games in the season for the first time since 2013, this week against campus. Shawnee Heights responded to losing back-to-back games by defeating Wamego, which is a powerhouse school, 12-7 in a defensive battle. The T-Birds improved to 4-2, handing last year's 4A runner-up their second loss. Bishop Miege won the battle of the top two ranked teams in 4A, 19-7 over St. Thomas Aquinas. The Stags avenged a regular season loss to the Saints from a year ago before beating them in the playoffs. Lewisburg, as mentioned, now 6-0, won a nail-biter over Tonganoxie, 30-29. Bueller shut out an Augusta team coming off back-to-back wins. The Crusaders have now won more games than they did last year. Their win streak up to 5. Abilene picked up a fifth. Abilene picked up a fifth win in a single season for the first time in 7 years. Cowboys continued their two-year turnaround after going winless from 2019 to 21. Wellington defeated McPherson for the first time since 1979, a narrow 23-21 win. The Crusaders scored with 3 seconds to play to get the win in MAC, their third straight win overall. Winfield ended a four-game skid in a big way, 27-9 over Mulvane. The Wildcats dropped their third straight after a 3-0 start. Baser Linwood made it 4 straight wins with close victory over Lansing. The Bobcats are now 4-2, and a win Friday could mean hosting a playoff game. So, tell you what I'm going to do right here. I am going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to give you a rundown of the scores and possibly look at some district updates as well, too. So I'll probably come back with the district updates and then go into the scores. So stay tuned to the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. It is the High School Football Blitz with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Okay, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Okay, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Okay, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
You're listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. It is the High School Football Blitz, everything high school for the state of Kansas, 6A all the way down to 6-man, and even some more news that you can use. Hope you find it very informative, because that is my goal and my aim, to make everything informative and entertaining to you, my listeners and riders aboard the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. So we look at the district updates here now. Looking at Class 3A, Scott City held off Holcomb in a Saturday contest by the score of 21-14. The Beavers are now 2-0 in District 8 with wins over their two prime challengers, the Longhorns and Hugleton. Heston came away with a 28-21 win over Clearwater, overcoming a challenge from the Indians to move to 2-0 in District 6. Frontenac blasted then 4-1 Baxter Springs 62-7 for a fifth straight win in District 1 play. Class 2A, Osage City rebounded from its first loss with a two-score win over previously unbeaten Humboldt. The Indians are now the lone team without a District 2 loss. Garden Plain got a notable non-district win on the road at Centralia by the score of 35-6. The Owls have only lost to Cheney and are 5-1 overall. Another non-district win of note, Ellsworth defeated Russell 33-14. The Bearcats put together a big second half to pull away in District 7. Hoisington had no problems dispatching of Lakin, handing the Bronx their first district loss. Norton likely clinched a District 8 title with their win at Beloit. The Blue Jays shut out a Trojan team that had won 3 straight. That was Class 2A. Class 1A, Erie won their fourth game this year, beating Cherokee, their most wins in a season in 12 years. and are 3-0 in District 1. OP picked up a two-score win at 2-2A Caney Valley. The Eagles have now won 3 in a row. Defending champion St. Mary's made a statement win with their win over Jefferson County North. The Bears have won 3 in a row over 1A competition after an 0-3 start to bigger schools. Jefferson County North suffers their first loss of the year in District 7. Medicine Lodge picked up a second straight win, handing Hutch Trinity their first district loss, 16-14, while Conway Spring looks likely to secure a district title by virtue of their win over Medicine Lodge in Week 4. The Class 8 man won, as mentioned. Linden held off Chase County 38-34 in one of the best games of the week. With it, the Tigers have likely locked up the District 2 title. Little River bounced back to win big over Harrington 72-26. Mound Ridge now has a game up on the rest of District 4 with Little River behind them. El Saline won their fifth straight, a hard-fought 40-26 victory over Clifton Clyde. The win should play out as a District 5 championship for the Cardinals. Wichita County went up big in the first quarter and held off a Meade surge 66-32 to likely lock up District 8 crown. Class 8 man Division 2, no unbeaten teams remain in District 7 after a surprising result happened. South Central beat a 5-0 Kinsley team 44-14 in a shocker, leaving the race for the district title wide open. The 2 and South Barber all have transitive wins over one another, and barring another upset, the district title race will come down to points margin. Notable games in Week 7. We will get to that. Well, actually, we can do that right now. What I'm going to do, I am going to go to the scores. And then we will come back to look at some of the notable games coming up in Week 7. As we look to get you these scores, as I always start, I start with 6A and work my way on down to 6 man. So I think what I'm going to do right here before I give you these scores so I can get everything set up for us, I am going to take another quick break. And when I come back, we will take a look at these scores. So don't you dare go nowhere. Stay seated until the ride is over. It's going to be a while before this ride is over. Like I said, this is going to be pretty much purely dedicated to Kansas high school football, setting the stage, what happened last week, getting you ready for the week coming up as we get geared up toward district play in the state of Kansas. So don't you dare go nowhere, as this train is just now building up steam. Trust me, we need some steam built up because these nights here in Kansas are beginning to be like a cold freeze around here. Be right back after this.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard to find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
This portion of the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast is sponsored by The Glass Man. Chip, crack, or just plain broken. Bring your windshield down to The Glass Man at 4411 West Central.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Welcome back
to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Sorry about that. Sometimes we mess around with buttons and get those special sound effects. We're just having fun while riding along on the train ride. That is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Bring you more of this good high school information. And now, we get you the scores from the games that were played this past Friday. As I always do it, Class 6A, work my way down to six man, and there was actually a game played on Thursday, which was Shiny Mission West against Olathe North, and Olathe North comes out with a 48-0 victory. Now we move into the Friday game, and don't look now, but this school is on a roll. They celebrated their 100th year, but actually the school is actually older than 100 years. And that would be Wichita East, and they played their first on-campus game. First game on their own campus, on their own field at Wichita East. And what a way to break it in with a 76-0 victory. Hutch rolled into campus and came out with a 49-21 victory. Hayes doubled up Dodge City by the score of 40-20. Wichita Northwest pummeled Wichita South by the score of 70-7. Wichita Heights steamrolled Wichita Southeast 54-6. Olathe South hung a shutout on Shawnee Mission Northwest, beating them 51-0. Free State beat Shawnee Mission North 49-6. Olathe East disposed of Olathe West 42-14. Gardner Edgerton rolled past Lawrence 35-6. Blue Valley blanked Blue Valley North 22-0. Washburn Rural rolled past Topeka 48-15. Manhattan steamrolled Junction City 38-7. Shawnee Mission East gets past Olathe Northwest 23-14. Wichita West blanks Wichita North 48-0. 5A scores. Atchison rolled past Highland Park 64-8. Goddard Eisenhower beat Ark City 38-21. Shawnee Heights in a low-scoring affair gets past Wamego 12-7. Pittsburgh skates past Independence 20-13. Capon finally get the Bishop Carroll Monkey off their back, beating them 49-20. Valley Center rolled past Andover 27-7. Mays doubled up Goddard 42-21. Newton has no problem with Salina South, beating them 34-14. Liberal 21, Great Bend 14. Kansas City Sumner gets past Kansas City Missouri Northeast 41-20. Topeka Seaman blanks Leavenworth 56-0. Topeka West outduels Kansas City Turner 35-15. Derby started off slow, but picked up steam and rolled past Mays 35-21. Blue Valley Northwest in a high-scoring game gets past excuse me, Blue Valley Southwest gets past Blue Valley Northwest, 62-42. Kansas City Wyandotte comes up with a victory over Kansas City Washington, 48-24. Mill Valley blanks Shawnee Mission South by the score of 35-0. Now we look at 4A. Bueller blanks Augusta, 47-0. Abilene cruises past Circle, 41-8. Wellington squeaks past McPherson, 23-21. Winfield Rose past Mulvane, 27-9. Rose Hill blanks El Dorado, 48-0. Bishop Miage gets past Aquinas, 19-7. Eudora blanks Kansas City Schlegel, 73-0. Lewisburg squeaks past Tonganoxie by 1 point by the score of 30-29. Ottawa boat races Bonner Springs, 65-8. Chinook comes away with the 1 point victory over Fort Scott, 29-28. Labette Coffeeville blows past Labette County, 49-21. Salina Central outlast Andover Central by the score of 25-24. DeSoto cruises past Kansas City Piper, 62-28. Baser Linwood squeaks past Lansing by 3, 28-25. Spring Hill rolls past Paola, 63-28. Garden City stampeded Ulysses by the score of 42-11. Blue Valley West in a high-scoring game gets past St. James Academy, 53-30. And now for your 3A scores. Pittsburgh Colgan cruises past Columbus, 59-20. Rossville has no problem shutting out Houghton, 21-0. Chapman cruises past Wichita Trinity, 50-22. Clay Center blanks Concordia, 53-0. Pratt blows past Smoky Valley, 51-6. Cheney shuts out Nickerson, 70-0. Andale, in one of the closest games they've played this year, gets past Collegiate, 28-7. Heston gets past Clearwater, 28-21. Colby goes up the road and squeaks past, actually, Colby hosted Goodland and gets past them by the score of 19-16. Rock Creek blows past Hiawatha, 69-13. Frontenac blows out Baxter Spring as they declaw the Lions by the score of 62-7. Santa Fe Trail cruises past Bishop Ward, 54-28. Iola gets past Girard, 29-15. Wellsville comes out as a 36-29 victory over Pretty Prairie. Burlington cruises past Anderson County Garnet, 31-7. Topeka Hayden shuts out Royal Valley, 49-0. Baldwin blanks Osawatomie, 55-0. Perry LeCompton, 19, Jefferson West, 12. Parsons blows past Galena, 48-12. Scott City beats Holcomb, 21-14. 2A scores. Riverton blanks Cherryvale, 52-0. Marion, 32, Council Grove, 14. Sabetha blows out Riverside, 60-3. Halstead, 52, Lions, 6. Larned disposes of Southwestern Heights, 48-8. Southeast of Saline gets by Hillsboro, 46-14. Poisonton, no problem with Lakin, beating them 63-15. Kingman has no problem with Chaparral, beating them 43-7. Douglas gets by, correction, Haven cruises past Douglas, 56-14. Raleigh County shuts out Horton, 56-0. Silver Lake shuts out Pleasant Ridge, 54-0. Norton Community blanks Beloit, 26-0. Nemaha Central shuts out Minneapolis, 24-0. Ellsworth, 33, Russell, 14. Atchison County Effingham, no problem with Mara Hill, beating them 44-6. Osage City gets past Humboldt, 36-22. Neodesha has no problem with Fredonia, beating them 34-8. West Franklin cruises past Eureka 42-6. Thomas More Prep shuts out Phillipsburg 22-0. Hugleton blows past Cimarron 54-8. Now for 1A, Christ Prep beats Onaga by the score of 32-0. Conway Springs, no problem with Sterling, beating them 39-13. Medicine Lodge 16, Hutch Trinity 14. Belle Plaine comes out the victor over Blue Stem by the score of 39-14. Wabansi handles Sacred Heart 32-6. St. Mary's 34, Jefferson County North 18. Smith Center shuts out Republic County 56-0. Jackson Heights wins out against Troy, beating them 48-12. Mission Valley blanks Oskaloosa 34-0. McLeod shuts out Valley Falls 45-0. Uniontown beats Armour Northeast 44-8. Cedric rolls past Remington 42-7. Inman 20, Ellenwood 12. Plainville 42, Syracuse 0. Ellis beats Oakley 33-6. Erie gets past Cherokee Southeast 42-20. Jayhawk Land in a low scoring game gets past Pleasanton 12-6. Central Heights shuts out Northern Heights 20-0. Garden Plain disposes of Centralia 35-0. OP beats Caney Valley 27-13. Valley Heights beats Marysville 38-30. Now we look at 8-man Division 1 as Pratt Skyline blows out Kiowa County 54-8. Decatur Community, no problem with Stockton beating them 54-6. Sedan beats Yates Center 56-6. Gossel 46, Free Prairie 12. Spearville 54, Elkhart 14. Cairo Paravel Latin 34, Madison 12. Linden gets past Chase County 38-34. West Elk blows out Cedarvale Dexter 57-7. Burlingame blows out Maranatha Academy 74-26. Lincoln beats Washington County 42-8. Bennington 62, Rock Hills 14. La Crosse 52, Maxville 6. Trago Community shuts out Ness City 46-0. Sublette shuts out South Gray 32-0. Wichita County beats Meade 66-32. Atwood Rollins County blows past Quintner 44-8. El Saline gets past Clifton Clyde 40-26. Mound Ridge shuts out Solomon 60-0. Little River cruises past Harrington 72-26. Oswego, my good friend Matt Fowler, I know I say that all the time, but hey, that's still my good friend out there. And his Oswego Indians cruises past Flint Hills 54-6. South Sumner is awarded the forfeit over Independent 1-0. Burton Central, no problem with Oxford beating them 56-14. Attica Argonia Blow shuts out Udall 57-0. Hoxie 36, Hill City 24. So what I'm going to do right here, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to wrap up the high school football blitz right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. And we'll probably have some more information for you as well, but I will come back with 8-man Division 2 and 6-man scores and some more info regarding high school football across the state of Kansas. So don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it locked right here in the on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. We'll be right back.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and viewer, conductor Anthony Smith, bring you all things high school football on this podcast. That's right, all things high school football, state of Kansas. That's right, it is the show known as the High School Football Blitz. And it doesn't get any better than this. That's right, I know there is local sports talk radio here in the city of Wichita, but as I always say, and I always say this too, with no data to back this up, this is the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas, because it is people who listen to it that make it number one. At that moment that you're listening to this podcast, it's number one at that moment. So I simply just want to say thank you and applaud you for taking the time out to listen. So now what we're going to do, we're going to come back with some more scores. Eight-man Division II scores, wrap it up with six-man, and we may have some more information to get to you regarding some games of interest that you might want to take in. Won't give you the full rundown, but we will give you the key rundowns of games coming up as they pertain to the state rankings, so to speak. So now we look at eight-man Division II scores. As Lebo cruises past Hartford 78-6, Rural Vista has no problem with Fairfield, beating them by the score of 62-26. Canton Galva blows past Central Christian 66-16. Marmaton Valley 54, Colony Crest 6. Axtell shuts out Hanover 56-0. Dighton gets past Buckland 32-28. Central Plains cruises past Otis Bison 54-6. Thunder Ridge cruises past Wheatland Grinnell 52-6. Hodgman County beats Satanta by the same score of 52-6. Norwich blows past Stafford 62-32. St. Francis in a high scoring affair cruises past St. Logan Palco by the score of 76-52. Lynn blows out Donovan West 84-18. St. Paul shuts out Marias des Cingas Valley 50-0. Frankfort shuts out Blue Valley Randolph 49-0. Victoria shuts out Wallace County 46-0. South Central 44, Kinsley 14. South Barber 44, St. John Hudson 0. Mineola was awarded a 1-0 forfeit over Pike Valley. Osborne blows out Wakefield 76-8. St. John Tipton squeaks past Lakeside 20-14. In six man, Peabody Burns 64, Altoona Midway 19. Weskin 49, Chase 0. No score for Moscow and Ashland. Cunningham shuts out South Coffee County 52-0. Bird City Chelan 84, Western Plains 0. Ouch. Pawnee Heights shuts out Burton with two R's 47-0. Tescott shuts out Southern Cloud 52-0. Garden Plains 45, Tri Plains Brewster 0. Ingalls was afforded the 1-0 forfeit over Rolla. Northern Valley shuts out Tribune 49-0. And Chautauqua gets past Century by the score of 52-29. And those are all your scores. That was wrapping up with 6A. As we now take a look at this, I want to take a look at this particular program as Andale tops Collegiate to move their win streak to 57, because this is actually making national news. As long as the streak goes on, there were three teams that had some of the longest streaks in high school football across the nation, and Andale was mentioned as one of those top three. And it is newsworthy. If they're being talked about on a national level, then it should also be talked about on the local level as well, including on podcasts. So in Andale's toughest competition of the year, the Indians topped Colgate Collegiate Spartans 28-6 to move their nation-long win streak. After jumping out to a 20-0 start, Collegiate answered in the second half with a quick touchdown. After that, though, the Indians controlled the rest of the way to win. Sam Harp and Owen Eck combined for over 320 yards on the ground in the win, with Harp throwing for 66 and a touchdown as well. Indians face another tough test next week, basically this Friday, as they travel to Cheney for another district matchup. And I just want to give you that little tidbit, because anybody that's watching football, especially the high school scene, and especially if you're in tune with the state of Kansas, and I know you look at some of those scores and say, wow, this team is running the scores up. I wouldn't say that they're particularly running the scores up. It just happens to appear that way because they're so dominant. They line them up. They're not going to throw the ball across the yard, no 30, 40, 50 times, and you're going to see quarterback throwing for 500 yards with five touchdowns. No, they're just going to line up, play smash mouth football, punch you in the gut, punch you in the mouth, and run it right at you. Basically, this is their game plan. You know what they're going to do. It's up to you to stop it. It's just like a memo came out. Well, not memo, but some was complaining about the Philadelphia Eagles and the butt push, or they call it the tush push. I don't know if I really like that name, but the butt push, tush push, the QB push. And Micah Parsons himself came out and said, it's not up to the league to stop it. It's up to us, the defenses, to stop it. Same way it is with Andale. I mean, if you don't want them scoring 80-something points a game on your team, simply get better and stop them. I'm pretty sure a lot of these games that are blowouts, it's their backups doing some of the scoring as well, too. That goes to show you that they have a program, a plan in place. By the time those underclassmen get to where the upperclassmen are at, they already know what's expected of them. So I'm pretty sure if there's any such thing as pressure, some of them might feel the pressure, because no one on this team or the team to come wants to be the one to say, we lost the streak. But right now, enjoy the streak while it goes on. Even though we're not in Andale, some of us have our allegiances to schools here in the city. I'm here in Wichita. Some may like Northwest. Some may like Capon. Some may like Bishop Carroll. Some may like East High. But even if you like those schools, you can't help but keep your eye on what's going on in Andale? I want to pose this question, though. As dominant as Andale is at the 3A division, what schools could they possibly hang with in 4A, 5A, and 6A? Because to me, I don't think there's much of a difference between 3A and 4A. Where it may get dicey is when you take on 5A and 6A. But I'm pretty sure there are some 6A schools that they could probably dominate. And I've always said it like this, even in talking to local sports radio, they should just have an all-Kansas championship. Now, I know we have 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A. Even 8-man have their championship, and 6-man is going to have theirs as well, too. But they're not in the equation. But let's say you take the champion from 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A, and a champion takes all. I know that might not happen, but it makes for good radio talk, also makes for good podcast talk. Just think about this. Andale, as dominant as they are at the 3A level, what schools could they, if they couldn't beat them, what schools could they hang with in the 6A division? Such as, I'll just keep you here local. Say, Wichita East, Heights, Bishop Carroll, although they're having a down year this year, Cape and Mount Carmel, Wichita Northwest. Let's say that that's their schedule. Wichita Northwest, Wichita Heights, Wichita East, Bishop Carroll, Cape and Mount Carmel. What games do they come away with the victory, and what games do they come away with a defeat? Because if I go on a limb and say, let them play the whole Greater Wichita Athletic League, or City League as we call it, schedule, I could almost bet your bottom dollar they're coming away with wins against West High, Southeast, North High. Sorry, that's not a disrespect to those programs, but right now it is what it is, and that would be my bold prediction. There's three wins right there. Do they break even against the upper schools, such as a Capon, such as a Bishop Carroll, such as the Northwest, such as the Wichita East, such as the Heights? Do we put them up against, say, maybe Mays South, Goddard Eisenhower? These are things that I'm pretty sure some fans, while they're watching this street, they would like to know, how would this shape out? So as a matter of fact, for you who really keep an eye on high school sports, I'm going to put a poll question in, and I definitely want y'all to answer it. But I'm also going to have another question where it normally says, what do you think about this podcast? I want you to leave your comments and tell me, what schools do you think Andale could play against in the Greater Wichita Athletic League and the surrounding areas? What schools do you think they can play with, and what schools do you think they could beat, or what teams do you think would knock them off? Well, that's going to do it for me on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Hope you have enjoyed listening to this episode today. This was definitely dedicated to all things high school football across the state of Kansas. My next show, I'll be looking at the college football top 25, recap along with some highlights as I always do, and a look at the NFL scores as well too. And then get you ready for this weekend, because it is definitely going to be a good football weekend. I also want to send a shout out to my lovely wife, Linda. We're coming up on our year anniversary. I can say, baby, I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. I know there's been some ups, there's been some downs, but we've made it to the first year. I want to say life couldn't be better. Anyway, it's the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. I'm pulling this train to the station. This is your boy, Anthony. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other. God bless.